When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to the Trading Coach Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about trading time zones, what they mean, what they are, how to deal with them, and the bigger effect that they should have or maybe shouldn't have on your trading. So a really good, interesting discussion for anyone who is getting into trading and starting to think about strategy development and really answering the questions of when should I trade, when do I have time to trade, and how should I go about my trading. Now, before we hop into it, I apologize, right? There's been a lot of emails and messages about, hey, Akil, I missed the workshop, I missed the recordings, they are down, is there any way I can catch them? Well, you can't. The Trading by Numbers workshop is over. We told you guys exactly when the recordings would be up by. We gave you weeks, and now they are gone. But don't worry, if you want to be involved with what we're doing here at Tier 1 Trading, I have a solution for you. Join on the risk-free 14-day trial membership. That gives you 14 days on the platform. There's no auto bill or sneaky stuff like that. You just get access to pretty much everything we have to offer aside from the premium courses. So you get access to some training courses, you get access to the live rooms, you get access to the chat. It's just a chance for you to kind of feel out, understand what we're doing, put yourself in the mix, talk to other traders, and kind of see if this is the right fit for you before making any type of commitment. So check it out at www.tier1trading.com and enjoy today's episode from one of our recent Q&A Monday sessions. Next question. This is an interesting one, right? Hey guys, I was researching into backtesting recently and came across a YouTuber talking about the importance of backtesting particular strategies. A YouTuber talking about the importance of backtesting? What? I never. Burn that man. He's a witch. He stated, but look, it'll make more sense later. Just wait. Was this Jason Grayson? He stated that it was a waste of time backtesting a strategy outside of the trading sessions that you would be using. For example, being from London, but trading the Asia session. From this, here comes the hook. From this, he suggested using the indicator FX market sessions. Now you see why. Now we're getting there. Which highlights areas in which particular sessions were active, highlighting the London session and only backtesting on the particular area of the chart. Are there any pros and cons to using this sort of method? From my perspective, it will dramatically cut down on the amount of opportunities to really get to know your strategy as well as possible. To add to this, if I was to trade using the daily or 4-hour timeframes, is there an amount of trades that you would expect to be able to participate in when developing a strategy over a set allocated time frame? Looking at monthly, yearly time frame, for example, 1 to 2 trades a month or 6 to 8 trades a month, depending on the trade size. So let's start with the first question, right? Is it worth looking at particular trading sessions? And I'll start off by saying this. You don't need an indicator to tell you what the trading sessions are, right? You do not need an indicator. You can do a quick YouTube or Google search. There are plenty of kind of charts and graphs that will come out showing you when the quote unquote London sessions are and Asia sessions are and New York sessions are. So you don't need an indicator. So don't waste your money on that. But here's the thing. So I do agree, and this depends on your type of trading. So let's start with a day trader, for example, right? And Jason and myself talk about this all the time. We just spoke about this in the last coffee break episode where you can do whatever you want as a trader, but as a trader, should you be working your life around your trading or your trading around your life? Which one of those? Should you be like, well, I'm going to sound hypocritical. Should you be like, I'm going to quit my job and trade and I'll get a part-time job around it? Like, not that I did that or anything. but you should fit your trading around your life, right? So you should be saying, okay, here are my commitments, whether it's family, friends, work, whatever it may be. Here is my open time to trade. And then you want to discover what type of trading style fits that. So if you're a swing trader, again, it's like, do I have an hour break? Can I take a break every hour, look at my charts? Okay, I probably can't, but I can take a break every 4 hours. So, you know, okay, I can be a swing trader. I can be a 4 hour chart trader. Or maybe I don't have any breaks and I can only trade on the daily chart. Or maybe you're someone that says, hey, you know, I don't go into work until later. I can, you know, I have a 3 hour period in the morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. where I can day trade. You want to figure out when you can trade first and foremost. And then you want to fit your trading around that. But I bring that up because of this. If you are a trader, let's say, that says, I can only trade 3 hours a day. I can trade 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, and I want to be a day trader. And we're going on the back testing journey. Should we be testing 24 hours? Or should we be testing only that particular time period in which we can trade, knowing that's our period? Because the question is very similar, right? Now, there's no downside in testing 24 hours. You're going to get more reps in the market. It's good for your reticular activating system. It's good for getting experience and training skill. Don't get me wrong, right? It's like, if we're going back to kicking a soccer ball, if we kicked a soccer ball off our left foot 24 hours a day and didn't pass out, we would just get better. It wouldn't hurt us aside from like the physical aspect of like your leg going dead, right? But in trading, it wouldn't hurt us. But from a particular trading perspective, if I know I can't trade 2 o'clock in the afternoon, is there a point of me testing my strategy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? No, there is no point. Now, Brendan brings up a good point. I'll get to that later. But yeah, there is no point. So if I have a set amount of time to allocate to my testing and I want to be as efficient as possible with that time, I'm only going to test that particular time because that makes the most sense. Now, Brendan brings up a good point. Brendan says, test the 24 hours, takes more work, but your life may change in 6 months and that data may help. So yes, your life may change. May it change in 6 months? Yeah, probably not too drastically, but I understand the point. It could. Right? But here's the question we want to ask ourselves, right? And again, there's no downside to having all that data. If you test 24 hours, you have the data for all time periods. If your life does change, if you have a job that's flexible, then like, yes, you know that, okay, well, if I get put on a different shift, I can trade this 3 hour segment and I can look at my stats and know if it works or not, right? That there is value in that. But from a time urgency perspective, right? If our goal is to start trading as quickly as possible in a responsible way, right? Not as quickly as possible, meaning like we're rushing into something, blah, blah, blah. But like my goal is to work through a process. I want to get the ball rolling, right? What's going to be the quicker path to doing that, right? We know how long testing takes. Is the quicker path to doing that testing 3 hours, a 3 hour period a day and getting that sample size, or testing 24 hours a day but still getting the sample size within that 3 hour period that I require? It's going to be the former, right? It's going to be, hey, let me consistently test my 3 hour period and let me do that for whatever many years it takes to get my sample size versus testing a 24 hour period, which would literally take 8 times the amount of time. So if you're someone that says, hey, my back testing takes me a month. I'm doing one pair on this 3 hour period, and it took me a month to get all the data that I needed from that 3 hour period. If we were to do that same amount of data for a 24 hour period, it would take us 8 months. So I think the better solution is this. If you know, and again, this is, if you know that is the set time you can trade, gather your data from that set period of time. And then if your schedule changes later, if you open up more time later, maybe you reduce hours at your job, then what can we do then? we can always backtest then, right? And the difference is we can backtest then while still making money off of our original strategy. So I would opt to do it later. Does that make sense, guys? Unless you know you're in a job that you get like, so we work with a lot of truck drivers. And so that's a situation where it's like Akil, like, you know, or like firefighters too, where it's like, hey, I have these morning shifts sometimes, but then like sometimes I have these night shifts. So like you never know when that shift may came. In that scenario, it makes sense because now you got to be ready for everything, right? But in like if you have a quote unquote steady job where you kind of know your set schedule, then usually you're not going to have a drastic change like that. So I don't think there's anything wrong in testing 24 hours. It's more reps, more benefits to you, more data. That's always a good thing. But understand that it's going to take a lot longer and it is going to push back your timeline for when you can start trading. And you know, we don't want to take 5 years before we can start trading, right? We want to start trading as soon as possible in a responsible way, like when we're ready, right? So I would gear towards testing the time that you know you can trade and then working the rest later. Because like I think someone wrote this in, like if I know I'm going to be asleep from 10 o'clock at night till 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm never going to test those time periods. Because I know I'm always going to be asleep at that time. So we can eliminate those time periods. So I think that's the way to do it if you're a day trader. Now, if you're a swing trader, right, 4 hour daily, then this is all irrelevant, right? Are sessions relevant if you're a swing trader? They're irrelevant, right? Unless you're trading a specific like London breakout strategy, something of that sort, like an FTB, right? Then they're irrelevant because on a 4 hour time frame, right, it's only going to be a few candles per session. And the trades take so long to develop that the trades aren't really based on sessions. They're just based on price. So I would say anything over an hourly, sessions don't really matter too much. So it's not a concern about the Asia session or the London session or the New York session. You take the trade at the price point. So really, 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 really cool question. Now, that being said, I think I kind of answered it without answering it. I think the second part of the question talked about the frequency. Like, you know, what if I'm on a yearly time frame and I get one to two trades a month or 6 to 8 trades a month, depending on the lot size. You first and foremost, you take what your strategy gives you, right? So we should not be going into testing saying, hey, I'm going to get 6 to 8 trades a month on the daily. Because can we control that? Well, I guess, should we control that? We technically can, right? Because we can push the trigger, right? Whenever we want. But should we control that? Should I force 6 to 8 trades? Well, I hate questions about trade quotas. Akil, how many trades do you need a month? One, if it's a good one, right? As many as the market will give me, right? But the thing is, we don't know. We take what our strategy gives us. Some strategies may give you 6 to 8 trades on a daily chart a month. Some strategies may give you 6 to 8 trades a year. We can't control that, right? We can't control how many opportunities the market gives us. We can just control how we take advantage of them. So you every strategy is going to be different. I wouldn't have any quota, but you do need to, that will influence your testing, right? Because if you're someone that is, you know, if you're someone that wants 100 trade sample size and you're getting what you're getting a couple trades a month, you can't expect to do 2 years of backtesting and have that be enough. Your sample size is not going to be enough. So you may need to backtest 5 years. You may need to backtest 10 years. On the other hand, if you're someone that's getting 5 trades a week, well, maybe a year of backtesting on like a small time frame, maybe that is enough because you're getting a bigger sample size that way. So the sample size in which you collect is based off your trade frequency. 5 years is a more than enough sample size, for my opinion, on a day trading time frame. If you've collected 1,000 trades from it, more than enough. 5 trades on a 4 hour chart, if you only have a 20 trade sample size, not nearly enough. So that's going to be fluid based on the frequency of your trading strategy. How can you know what is realistic expectation for a specific strategy? Easy answer. Test it. Right? If you want to know what your strategy should produce, and that's a common question, Nikhil, what should I expect from my strategy? First of all, I don't know your strategy. So how the hell would I know, right? That's what, that's the internal thought that goes to my head, and then I delete the message, right? I don't know, what the hell am I supposed to know? Like, I don't even know what your strategy is, right? But yeah, you test it. That is why we test. Because when you go through hundreds and hundreds and thousands of trades of testing, you're going to have a realistic expectation of what you should expect from your real life trading. Now, you always assume a little bit less, right? From a monetary perspective, there's you know, fees, spreads, commissions, all that fun stuff. From a performance perspective, there are psychological errors. You're going to miss trades. You're going to make mistakes, right? So there's always that wiggle room, like how businesses kind of, you know, they put in room for like mistakes. Oh, I made the order wrong, so I got to throw that burger away, right? There's always a little bit of wiggle room. So your real life results are probably never going to be as, I would expect lesser real life results than backtest results. But again, it'll give you the right expectation. That's how you get the answer. That is the only way to get the answer. I get sometimes only one quality opportunity during the month. Well, there you go. You got one good opportunity. Well done. Good job. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Now, if the question is, man, what do I do about that? What is the solution? If one opportunity a month is not enough, what's the solution, guys? How can we handle this problem? Yeah, test more pairs. If you get one opportunity a month on one pair, that's great. Add 9 more pairs. Now you got 10 quality opportunities a month. Boom. Simple solution. Add more strategies, right? It's a good strategy, one opportunity a month. Okay, I got that strategy, right? That business is rolling in the background. Let me create another business where I have a lower time frame, perhaps, where I have more frequency. Now you've got 2 businesses going. Boom. There you go. Right? We can always add to it, right? Don't poo-poo anything that makes profit. If it makes profit, keep it. Again, you think of yourself like an entrepreneur, right? I'm sure Jason talks about this all the time, right? Most entrepreneurs have many businesses. Right. If you're a growing entrepreneur, you invest in many businesses or you own many businesses. Right. You're going to have businesses that perform really, really good. You're going to have businesses that perform OK. Would you throw away a business that is performing good, but maybe not like flashy or whatever like that? No, you keep it and then you invest in another business. And now you've got 2 businesses. Maybe one is your flashy business and one is your steady Freddy. Right. It's the same thing with investing, right? You can have an investment account that is super conservative, but it just prints money. Not fun, not fancy, doesn't get you excited. You check it every month and like, it's going up, big deal, whoop-de-doo, right? But it's making you money. Do you throw it away because it's boring? No. You keep it, you let it print money, and then maybe you invest some money in crypto. You get something more exciting, something that gets you going, right? And you fill that void that way. Yeah, don't throw it away. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Do me a favor, right? Answer the poll question and answer the question I leave below this podcast if you're watching on or listening on Spotify. It asked a question about, hey, how did you decide what type of trader you were going to be and when you were going to trade? It's always important that kind of traders see input from others, right? I talk to you guys all the time, so it's just one opinion, but this is supposed to be a community, right? This Trading Coach podcast group. So it's awesome to hear the influence and really, I guess, the experience from others as well. So do me a favor, answer that poll question and make sure you answer the Q&A as well. And until next time, plan your trade, trade your plan. Take care.